Talking with God. A guided 3-hour meditation offers us an opportunity to work together to talk with God. The guided 3-hour meditation has the first hour, we chant, I like me, I am God, I am God. Second hour, we say why we can say we're God. And the third hour, we say, how can I talk to God? How can I have a conversation with God? How can I speak with God? How can I be one with God? How can I say what I think with God? Talking with God. Very, very wonderful situation. Well, when I have a conversation with God in my third hour of my meditation, my first hour, I have dialed his number. Second hour, I've talked with the operator and said why I can say I am God and why the number should be correct. And the third hour, I'm talking with God. What is it that I say when I talk with God? Well, anything that my heart desires. No matter what the subject is, I can say anything that I like as I talk with God. Because as I talk with God, I am saying all the things that are important for me to say. I'm saying all the things that are wise for me to say. I'm saying all the things that reveal who and what I am, and not only who and what I am, but how I can relate that what I am to the divine in me. When I'm talking with God, I talk about anything. I say, hi, God, how are you today? And the divine answers me, realizing that I'm not asking for his health report. The divine answers me, excellent, Herb. I am as wonderful as you are. I'm as fantastic as you are. I am as alert and aware and awake as you are. God, you're limiting yourself to what I am? I'm only saying, you are aware of me according to your own awareness. I am all. I am the allness, but you are limiting yourself to my allness according to what you think you are. Now, do you think you can talk to God, the absolute creator of all? Do you think you can talk to the limitless being that created all things? Do you think that? Well, God, yes. Well, why do you think that, Herb? I think that because that is who I am. I am divine. Whatever the divine created in me, as me, through me, the divine created me to do all that it does, all that it is able to do, all that it is able to create and be. That's what the divine is. Oh, is that right, Herb? Yes. Yes, that's what the divine created me to be. And the divine is ever in me and is ever me, and I am the divine, and I am one as the divine. I'm not separate from the divine. I don't talk with the divine. I talk as the divine. I am the divine. Oh, Herb, that's a pretty powerful statement. If you are the divine, and if you are seeing yourself, relating with yourself as the divine, then whatever idea comes into your consciousness, Herb, you can manifest. You can bring it forth. It already exists, and you merely reveal it in your life experience. That's right, God. That's right. That's exactly what I do. I speak my word, and whatever it is I have in my heart, my thought, my mind, in any way, reveals itself in my life. And that's just what I am. Well, that's a pretty grandiose idea. Many people find that very difficult to conceive for themselves, because to say that they are God is one thing, but to say that they can do all that God does is quite something else. What do you, and of course that's where the question comes, what do you think God does? What do you think God is? How do you think God creates? How do you think God reveals? How do you think God is in our world, in the world of man and God. How do you think God is? Well, God. Interesting that you would ask me that question. No, this is you in me, as me, asking me the question that I would ask of myself. Now, how would I do that? Well, I guess by the more that I talk with you, as we're doing right now, God, the more that I talk with you, as you, the more I realize that I am learning to understand who and what I am. Good point, Herb. Good point. The more you learn who and what you are, the more you realize that you are the allness, you are the fullness, you are the totality of the universe. You are divine. Yes, God, that's right. I am divine. I am fantastic. I am glorious. I am good. Well, would you say that all creation is me and I am all creation? Oh, God, most certainly I would say that. Most certainly, every creation that exists, whether it's a stone or a plant or a man or an animal, all have all of you in it. You're right, Herb. You're right. Wherever I am, all of me is present. Wherever I am, all that I am is present. Wherever I am the totality of my being, and I delight in expressing every aspect of my being in whatever I am. Even the rock, God? Yes, even the rock. Now, you know that. You know that the rock is me as me, according to my thought of a rock. A rock is the fulfillment of the divine, just like I am. An animal is the fulfillment of the divine, just like I am. And plants and trees and birds and bees and every other substance, every other mineral, is me in totality. Well, God, if all these things are you in totality, how can they have such different appearances? Well, that's the interesting thing that I want you to be aware of. Those differences of appearances are illusions. Those differences of appearances are just appearances, as it is called. The reality of a rock is the totality of me. Now, that the rock is expressing as a rock does not belittle it in any way from what you might think man is as me, having more opportunities to express a broader scope of what I am. Yes, that's true, God. Man can express a greater scope of all that you are, all that we are. Man is a greater dimension of the beingness. No, Herb, man is not a greater dimension of the beingness. Man just expresses that greater aspect of the illusion that is created for man. The stone expresses that aspect of illusion that it created for a stone. Now, could I, in one instant, say the stone is man, or man is the stone? Could I, one instant, do teleportation, levitation? In one instant, could I see all things whole and perfect? In one instant, could I see them finding their way to wholeness and perfection? In one instant. Oh, yes, God, that certainly is true. In one instant, God can see all things. Past, present, and future. But if God sees past and future and is not seeing in the now, then God is in the past and in the future and not in the now. That's correct, Herb. That's exactly correct. You see, what's happening, Herb, you're learning the art of listening within. You're learning the art of listening within with your three-hour meditation because you're being aware of the magic that goes on in you. You're being aware of the creative dreams that are going on within you. You're being aware of all that is and all that ever can be and all that ever will be, that's going on within you right now. Right now, you're visualizing the totality of what the divine is. And that totality is you. That totality is the allness of you right now. And this is what the three-hour meditation helps you with. You're learning the art of listening within. You're learning the art of listening to the divine in you, to the creative reality in you. You're listening to all that which is and forever will be. But why? Why, God, must I talk with you to have this experience? Why do I have the three-hour meditation and have the guided three-hour meditation to have these experiences? Why do I do that? Well, practice develops the relationship. Now, the relationship is the relationship between God and its creation. There is no separation between God and its creation. There is a definite relationship between God and its creation. And as this, there is no separation between God and its creation, then it's a matter of practicing to develop this relationship, to develop the awareness of this relationship. Practicing to develop the awareness and the inclusion of this relationship in all that man is, and naturally it's all that God is. And as I'm doing that, I'm coming up with some very interesting concepts. I'm coming up with some concepts that say all is divine, all is good, all is beautiful, all is fantastic. And as I'm coming up with that realization that all is and all will always be that, then I feel a very deep sense of oneness, a sense of comfort, a sense of peace, a sense of right action, a sense that now is the time, and it is joyously so. Yes, the three-hour meditation does give me an edge on my relationship with God, as God. The three-hour meditation gives me an opportunity to talk with God and practice talking with God and practice talking as God and talking through God and talking of God. As I do this, there is no separation. There is only oneness, a great and beautiful oneness. There's no separation. There's no otherness. There's only a nowness, a wholeness, a peacefulness. And as that is true, that's all that matters. That's all that I need to know. Learning the art of listening within provides me with the practice field to develop my relationship as the divine. And I love the relationship as the divine. As I say, my relationship as the divine, my relationship as God, my relationship as man, my relationship as all, my oneness, my purity, my truth. This is who my reality is. This is who I am. This is what it's all about. I delight in that relationship. I delight in that oneness. I delight in the caring. For such is the only way the divine reveals itself in me, as me now. And I say, I recognize this is true now, and I recognize that it is true, always. I like me. I like me. I like me.